I'd like to call our Town of Brule Committee meeting for Monday, July 7th, 2025. Mr. Schutz, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Young.
Here.
Councilmember Tassin. Councilmember Schutz.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. In your packet, we have the meeting minutes from June the 9th. I don't know if we had any changes, but if you guys have anything on that, let us know.
There's some minor editorials, Mayor, and there's one left in there on the Personnel Committee, so I'll get with you after that.
Okay. That'll be fine. We'll change those. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. We'll start with our Public Works update from June 2025. We had 12 rain events at 8.4 inches, no skate alarms at our lift stations. We repaired several washouts to subsurface drainage throughout town. We trimmed trees around the town hall adjacent to the property behind the barn. We continued to spread dirt along the BZ ditch after the parish brought that ditch to grade. Installed LED lights at the LeBeau lift station to light the wet well. Our main sewer line was repaired at 400 West St. Francis Street. That's on the corner right here by Brock. I think it's Brock. It's on that corner. There was an AT&T box. We kept blaming AT&T for hitting our sewer line there. It's been clogging up since I've been mayor. It's been a grease problem. We blame the restaurants. Come to find out, we think it was the Cox issue by the Cottonport Bank, and this issue, which was our issue and not a Cox issue. It just collapsed. There was nothing we could have done. So we had to dig way down deep, I think it was 14 feet deep, to get to it to repair it. So knock on wood, I think we have that corner under control now as far as sewer goes. We shouldn't have any more calls there. So, larger culverts were installed at the Pond and Eileen Live Oak Emergency Roads. Do you have that picture?
Yeah.
If you notice, the parish went in and put larger culverts. One of these is the pond road going to the sewer pond. The other one is the BZ ditch on the escape road between Live Oak and Eileen. The parish increased the size of those two culverts. So we're hoping that'll help with that BZ ditch on the backside of Eileen. It'll help get that water out of there. Thanks to the parish, they did that, and we really appreciate that. So hopefully we'll see some positives from it. Again, Shane said all grading on the off-road ditches and canals are supervised by a licensed engineer from the parish. Employee recognition, Cindy made 1 year with us in our maintenance department, and Eric made 20 years last month. So kudos to those guys. We're continuing to prep for hurricane season. Our flags will have been flying since Memorial Day. We'll take them down this week. Waste Pro roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of July 14th, which is next week. So anything out of cart will be picked up next week.
They were on Van Zool today.
They come out early sometimes.
Well, that one house that had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it might have just somebody called.
And since we're talking about that, I've had really good success with Waste Pro. If for some reason they miss something, they do jump right on it the next day. So we've had pretty good communications with those guys. They've been okay for us. Any questions on Public Works Report? All right, update on derelict properties. We haven't heard anything on 165 Anita on those two trailers. The couple canceled their meeting that was supposed to come talk to us that showed up at the meeting that night. We're trying to reschedule a meeting with that couple about the trailer on the north side. South side trailer, we condemned it, right?
Right, but they've got 90 days.
Yeah, and we gave her some time. I haven't heard
September to come back to us.
I haven't heard anything on that trailer. So when we do, we'll let you know.
Didn't they have some threshold for the appeal? Did they
see? Yeah, I haven't heard that they appealed, did they?
We received no notice of it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll go to them.
That's got to be done in like 5 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that's what he read in the ordinance night. It was 5 days.
Yeah.
So.
And so, you know.
And Blaine, I just noticed in the minutes you got Miss Dominique Butler. It's
Normanique. You got that? Just put a little dot on it. All right, next up, 1108 West Main. We sent a letter to them. It was not delivered. It was kicked back, right?
I got an update on that. Shane talked to Ms. Stewart, who's the daughter or whatever who lives in Baton Rouge, whose name is on the assessment roll. She acknowledged that there had been a certified letter. She wasn't able to get to the post office in time enough to get it, so she asked Shane for us to send it to her at her just normal mail. So what I did today, I put it in the mail. I put the certified letter that got returned to me in a bigger manila envelope, mailed it to her with a note for her to take the return receipt off the back of it, sign it, date it, and send me the return receipt back so we have proof that she got it. That will trigger the time period.
Which property is that?
That's 1108
West Main. If you're going toward North of Bow on the right. And sometimes they'll have a truck parked there or
the first four properties on the list that we hadn't.
Yeah, we put four on the list and that was one of them.
Yeah, so that was the only one that we hadn't gotten the affirmative receipt. So fortunately, Shane had her number and talked to her. And so.
Right, so the next one is 526 Gwynn Street. We don't have any progress on that yet. Shame on me for not getting Ms. Crockett's information when she came to the meeting. We're going to track her down, and that way we can have communication with her on where she's going with that house.
But she did not appeal.
So. No, she told us she was going to tear it down.
Yeah.
So we're working on that one. I did get a call today, and actually it's the next house up on the list. We're going to cut grass. I don't know the exact address, the Haynes address on Courtney Estates. I don't know the exact address, but it is on our derelict buildings list, and it is next up. But I got a call today about grass and rats and raccoons and snakes. So Shane's going to get on that yard and get that cut this week. We'll put a lien on the property as we do since she didn't pick up the letter. And then we'll look at putting that on our derelict building list once we handle these next three or four. So just to let you know, that's kind of where our derelict buildings.
Wait, which one is that? That's 140 Anita?
No, it's on
Courtney Estates.
It's on Courtney. Courtney Estates. It's going to be down on the bottom.
Oh, okay. The one that's been vacant since 2019.
Yes, sir. What's the address?
540 Courtney.
Yep. So they've already gotten a letter about the grass. Didn't pick it up, so we're going to cut it this week. Probably have to cut it three times this summer until we can get it moved forward. All right. Any other things on derelict properties? All right. Update on the sewer lagoon project. Toby, welcome. Thank you for coming. You want to just explain these payouts real quick?
Sure. Which one we got up first?
Let's see what we got up first. Payout three. That is the sewer lagoon improvements. Next completion, and it's an amount
due.
Yes,
so this is correct. This is for the sewer lagoon. It's in the amount of $768,779.14 for work done between March and end of May. This work includes the 70% completion of the cover, 100% limna equipment purchase, which is what the majority of this pay app is limna equipment. 50% installation of blowers, 77% of aerators. As of today, all our aerators, I believe except for one, are functioning and running currently in the pond and the cover. He ordered the new panels. The new panels came in, and he replaced all the old panels, put in the new panels for the cover.
So the ones that were damaged?
Correct.
Were ordered?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And replaced.
Good.
He actually used the older ones as, I don't know, like a friction barrier so he can pull the new ones across. So that way these aren't going to get or didn't get damaged. But that's pay app three. I think you have more detail in your packet.
Real quick.
Yep.
I think you said 70% of those aerators are working, but it's 100% now, right?
Correct.
Did they finish the chlorine chamber piping and all that stuff in that?
They put in the last two valves.
Okay.
And the piping is there, so that should be completed as well.
So we can start sampling?
That's a good question. I need to get with Shane on that.
Okay. I know Shane said it's coming. We're close. Yes. And once all the areas are gone, and we'll see how it works.
Correct. Yeah, with everything running like it is, you should see a good reduction already. Now that we've got good aeration in the pond. The polishing reactor just can make it that much better when we get it complete.
Okay. All right.
Toby, what's the backup on the application behind that for the estimate? Can you explain that to me? I cannot find where we summed the 768,779. Looks like the change order was carried over. Should we be looking at column C?
So.
And we're looking at column D for this period, I guess.
Column D is this period, then you take 5% of that.
Okay.
And that's going to be your 768,779,14.
Okay.
Column C is everything from previous applications.
Gotcha.
Your column D that you're pointing to, that's this period.
That's
at 100%.
So you got to make sure you're looking at pay app number 3. There's one called pay app 5.
Yeah. So column D is 100%, but you take 5% off, right?
And correct. We hold that. Column D is the total amount of work that is eligible.
That's billed at 100%.
That is his billing for this period.
Okay. Right. Then you're saying we're taking 5%
off. Then you take 5% off of that,
so
yes.
This is at 100%. And then
correct.
I kind of understand what Rusty's saying. There's no way to look at this and see. You've got to still do some math even after having this in front of you.
Yeah, it's not the best sheet. I'll give you that.
I agree.
But that's what happens when engineers are in charge of accounting. This is what you get. So, no, you can walk it down. You see the original price, change order price. Mm-hmm. Then total complete and storage to date.
But I see your 809 was what they're saying work completed this
that
period.
That is correct.
But what we're paying is less than that because you're taking a
5% retainage.
There's no.
It doesn't show it directly.
It shows you how to get to that.
Yeah. Correct. The way the spreadsheet does, it looks at total amount paid to date. So you got to subtract last month's number from this month's number. Again, not the best straightforward math, but the numbers are correct.
But the 768 that we're paying is correct.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's going to go to the state, and they're going to issue their match piece, and we're going to put up our match piece to fill it in.
Correct. So they're going to pay like $700,000 of that almost.
Yep. All right. Any other questions there?
No, sir.
All right. We'll move to the contractor payout number 5.
Yep. This one's a lot easier. This one
is.
This one is to finish up to release the retainage, release that 5% retainage from that project. He got a clear lien. It's not included in here, but it's sitting on my desk. But this is, he already billed 100%, which we took 5% of that. Now this is the remaining 5%, which is $25,950.00.
And this is for our pump stations that are, after a little bit of kinkiness, they're working smooth.
Yep.
And
yep.
Shane's real
Shane
happy
keeps
with
on top of it, right?
Yep.
We still have a 1-year warranty.
Yeah.
I think we have about 6 months left on that warranty. So if Shane has any questions, any problems, call him up. They have to come back. And even then, at 11 months, we're going to do a final another inspection. Any other thing that me, Shane, and whoever, you know, needs to be corrected, they are bound to correct it.
All right. We will vote on those change orders. On those payouts on Monday night. Next up, Sphinx Construction change order. So as we all know, we have the issue with the bridge carrying the weight to get equipment back and forth to finish up the polishing reactor. Toby, I guess I can go ahead and say Toby found out that the water sector people are looking, they have money.
Yeah, they were stingy with it in the beginning. Now they're running into a hard deadline where if they don't spend this extra money, they're going to have to give it back to the feds, and they'd rather spend it. So what they're urging people to do is if you have change orders, they don't want people to come incrementally for change orders. They're saying if you have a bunch, kind of hold them and then come and ask for some money. Mm-hmm. This would qualify. So we're kind of, our plan is if we go this route, present this to water sector, they would pay the 70%, we would pay the 30%. So our portion would be, and I have that sitting somewhere,
so
our
just
portion about 30,000 of the 100.
In there.
Yeah, 93,706.32.
Yes, ours is roughly 30,000.
And 68% would be 64,635 that we would get from water sector.
Yeah.
So, just for the record, this is what we've been talking about for the last 3-4 months. I don't know what the council's pleasure is here. I think there's some. For one, I think there's one number in this change order that's over the top too high, and that's the excavated clearing for $16,500. I think we could probably get the town to do that ourselves and maybe save some money there.
Yeah, Trey even told me if y'all want to take that on, hire your own person to do it. He would just scratch that clean off the change
order. Yeah, so, you know, if you took the 93 out, we could maybe, you know, do it ourselves. And
what is that?
Bush Hog in the right of way. It's a 3-mile right of way.
Okay. Yeah, we got a right of way in order to get the excavator to the sewer pond.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just Bush Hog.
Just Bush Hog.
It just seems exorbitant to me.
It is.
So I don't know what you guys' plans are. I mean, I know we've been thinking and talking about this. If water sector has some money, I don't see why it wouldn't be our benefit to go to water sector. To repair to bring the bridge to standard so they could cross it would be a whole lot more than $30,000, which is what our portion would be if water sector would approve that change order.
And the time constraint on that too would probably be more of a problem. You got to have engineering do their thing, then you got to get a contractor out there independently of this contractor. So we got to tell Trey, hang on, get a new contractor out there, fix the bridge, and then let Trey complete. And all that has to be done by December of next year.
Yeah.
So you're kind of pushing it.
So my suggestion, excuse me, once Toby told me that they had some money, is for us to go and get in front of the board and see if we can get that money approved. That's what I'd like to do. I don't know what constraints we have that if we get it approved, I mean, do we have to approve anything on our side once that's done other than the $30,000, right?
I think you can...
25 if you do the excavator.
Yeah, if we do the excavator ourselves.
Right. I think you can make a motion contingent upon having water sector approval.
Mm-hmm.
And then that case, if water sector declines it, then lets you have the opportunity to rediscuss and really figure out what you want to do.
Yeah. That might be something we could look at on Monday night is, you know, contingent on water sector approval. I think, didn't you get us a bid from an engineering firm or... Didn't someone give us a $30,000 number just to do the engineering?
Yeah, I think like 27.
To strengthen up the bridge?
Right.
I was kind of happy, believe it or not, when Toby told me they had the money, even though it might cost us an additional $30,000, to get the. I think this will get the project finished. And that's the goal, is to get a completed project. Not to mention, I don't know what water sector. Let me ask you a question. The water sector money that they said they had now, where did it come from? Because they told us they weren't approving any other change orders.
Right.
So they, now they have money all of a sudden?
They've already had the money. They
just
the
weren't
money.
Approving a
they
change order.
They just weren't approving because they, in case they can fund another project or in case some other big change order came up,
gotcha.
They didn't want to just give it all out and then tell people, oh, sorry, now we have literally no more money.
Yeah, so now we're coming to that deadline.
Right. Now they realize they actually have a good bit of money.
Typical way that people deal with federal money.
That's the way it works, I guess.
Always buttonholes on
I don't know. I don't think we have much of a choice. I think this might be our cheapest way out, if that's the right terminology I'm using.
In an ideal world, I'd love to see you spend money on a permanent solution for this. But just with the time constraints, I'm with the mayor. I can't really see many other opportunities or any other paths forward. We beat our heads against the wall for the past 6 months trying to come up with a plan.
Yeah,
I mean, now we finally.
If we had a miracle happen and our bridge all of a sudden overnight was able to carry all this stuff, we'd have no change order. Because he would continue with his regular project and we'd have zero change order.
Right.
But unfortunately, we got the bridge situation, and that goes back. We can beat a dead horse. They let it sit for so long.
And if we would have known about the bridge before the bid, this would have been included in his bid. So either way, this would have been, you'd have to come up with this.
More of a reason I like the water sector piece, so we only have to come up with our 31% versus the whole 93,000. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it gets you where you would have been had you known about the bridge ahead of time.
Right.
If they approved.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'm aligned with that line of thought, because again, Spinks even said on public record that, you know, the federal government was throwing this money out there, and so he secured or procured so many $1 million worth of work. To me, he may have been a bit hasty. He had the addendum with adequate time to enter a change order. And, you know, not understanding the full public bid law, there's a time frame for him to file that change order. And he certainly exceeded that significantly. Would you agree with that or no?
I don't have the information in front of me of the language you're talking about.
Okay, so if I'm reading this correctly, under the regulatory statute that governs this, under M5C, it says any change order requiring new pricing by the contractor shall be submitted to the designer of record or in the absence of the designer to the public entity within 30 days from the date of discovery of the work to be performed. So if the timeline is accurate, he was informed of this load limit in February of 24. That's well outside of the 30-day window in order for him to submit the change order. He even moved on site. He sent an email on 8/28 of 24 saying that he's working on the change order. He came before us July 7th with the change order. I mean, I don't know if that's just apathy or just where he just doesn't care. Maybe no one's challenged him on that. And the better path, we're saying, is to go back to the water sector. I don't know, just to expense any more of our funds, if you're telling me this is coming from the ARPA money and there's zero cost to the town, that may be sounding irresponsible. However, I feel that that's more palatable. But if it's going to be from our taxpayer funding, I'm not inclined to approve any change order with them. I kind of regret that we didn't hold them to the liquidated damages for failing to accomplish the very first task. They had adequate time, and they failed to do it. But for the sake of the town, I was of the opinion that it's not going to cost us anything. I think someone else may have said that up here, and yes, that's true. But it seems like he's taken advantage of that, because he's now given an extension, and then he's coming back, and he's throwing an absorbent amount of money on top of it, saying he needs a change order. So I don't know what else is out there, but to me, it's very irresponsible, extremely irresponsible of the contractor. That's just my opinion. It goes back to, you're talking about November of 23, and I'm going to ask again, I don't remember, was the pre-bid conference mandatory or not?
It was not mandatory.
But he did attend the pre-construction meeting on February of 24. That's correct, right? I know you don't have it in front of you.
No, I remember he sat, yeah. He was in this room with us for pre-construction meeting.
So that was February of 24.
My big issue with liquidated damages is, how long is it going to take? Are we going to have a finished product? And is it going to cost us more to go to court?
I know, Mayor, and that was my thought process the very first time to even extend the whole year that he was given to complete this and failed to do so. So here's the contractor. He sits up there and he gives a competitive bid for 3-point-something million. I mean, that's a pretty good bid, I would suspect or presume, and he was awarded that, and then he failed to abide by basically anything that was requested of him. Now, you know, we extended it, but there's additional cost because Toby's group, you're not inspecting it for us for free, are you? When we extend it?
No.
I know. I know the answer. So, I mean, it was. There's a lot of hidden costs, too, as well as, you know, not requiring him to pay the liquidated damages. I thought that he would have came back with us and wanted to work with us a little more, recognizing that he erred. Maybe he feels he did not err. Again, I don't see where he fulfilled his obligation, that's for sure. There's just too much time with him having knowledge of what the issue was to come to us on basically July the 7th and tell us that here's a change order. I mean, and I know you, we kind of got us against a rock and a hard spot because there's a deadline of December.
December 26th.
Next, but then maybe if it's if you go to court, then you hold him accountable for that too. I don't know.
How do you get the project finished? That's my question.
You make him
and
finish
it
at his
cost. I think I agree with you in theory. My question is, put his feet to the fire, how do you get your project finished?
If it's a literal question you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay, then, so my presumption is you take him to court,
okay,
and you make him responsible for it, and he has to come back and finish it at his cost. That's how I envision you finish it.
Okay.
That's the best case scenario if you win.
It may not happen by December.
No, that won't happen by December.
Then we need to figure something else. I don't know. I don't know what other avenues are there.
Okay, well, Tom, let me ask you this. Let's say that we let Tom be the legal counsel on this case. This is not in his regular monthly amount that we pay him. So we go to court. How much time are you going to have in discovery? And, oh, my gosh. I mean.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't even want to begin to speculate.
But would you agree it's thousands of dollars?
Oh, it's thousands of dollars. And it may, and it's not inconceivable that it would cost you a multiple of at least two, if not maybe three times the $25,000 extra that the town would pay if the town decides to clear for the excavator in Bush August or so.
And get the money from water
sector. Get the money from the water sector.
Which I would suspect if he was here, that would be exactly what he wanted to hear. Right?
Well,
I mean, that's what he's banking on because he failed to deliver a product, hands down. He failed. And then the town now is sitting here having to foot the bill for his failures.
And you beat the dead horse. At the end of the day, you wind up with a dead horse and you don't have a finished project. And even after you go to court, you may wind up with is a lot of expense and a dead horse.
Man.
That's the risk you take if you go that
route.
And
you've got because I hear it all the time, well, it's the principle of it. Principle is nice, but principle costs, and principle doesn't make progress. So
it's not about principle for me. I think that he selected a competitive bid. Certainly he has his profit in that bid, plus I would say some fluff, 10-15% on top of that. Certainly he's a businessman. He's been doing it for a while. And now he's going to come back and throw this number at us at $93,000, building more profit in it. Whether he shows the actuals or not, he's not doing it for actual cost. And maybe that's where the bush hogging fee comes in, Mayor, that you identified.
Well, he's got a 15% markup on here, too. So
okay, well, then there it is. Yeah, I was saying 10 to 20, 15, whatever. Yeah. He did that in his original one, too. And at the end of the day, he had a year to complete it, and he didn't. And so in good faith, the town of Brule said, we will extend that. We do not want to go towards the liquidated damages of $500 per day because in good faith, we're giving you that. And what did he do? He turned around, did not find an option. The option was found by us. Am I correct in that?
Depends on how you look at it. Yeah, I guess you're right because we went out and found
that
place to cross.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And so we gave him an option thinking that, hey, here's another. We're basically throwing another olive branch to you. Work with us, and the guy doesn't work with us. So, I mean.
How sure are we that we would get that fund to pay for the 68% of it?
I'd say realistically, you got about a 70-75% chance of getting it. still a good chance you don't. That's why I said make this contingent upon getting the funds. That way, if you don't get it, then you have another conversation.
But we could go to water sector first.
That's what I'm gearing up for.
Yeah.
Until I'm told by this council, don't do that. That's what I'm gearing up for, is to go talk to water sector.
But let's be careful about one thing, and Tom, you may know this, so I apologize if this is incorrect in a way, but the devil's in the details. So if we make that motion and he submitted the change order, do we not have an obligation for some time frame, some threshold to approve that? Because I want to say I read that somewhere. So when he presented it to us, then
well,
as a public...
Well, he's not following the rules. Why do you have to?
Well, no, we can't do that. Yeah, I agree with you, but we can't. I mean, we need to be ethical about it, and
I think because of the funding, it's in your right.
Being ethical, huh?
I think because of the funding, it's in your right to have a contingent upon the funding.
Yeah, it's certainly within your right.
I just don't know if you're permitted to do
that. Let me ask you a question, Tony. This may not be a fair question to you because it's not your change order. Do you think that we've got any wiggle room to negotiate with him on his 15% markup?
I think you do.
Absolutely. Okay. Or anything else in it.
Well, anything else in it, but that's, to me, that's the most obvious place other than the
15 is clearing. Industry standard for him.
Yeah.
There's nothing stopping him or for you to negotiate down to 5.
That's where I was thinking, you know.
Okay, so I found this. So in what I was just referring to, and that's back underneath the regulatory statute 38.22.12, under little subpart E, I guess, and that's M5E. For any change order, the public entity shall have 45 days from the submittal of the change order to the public entity to negotiate and approve or reject the contractor's proposed cost.
Okay.
So that was the threshold, was 45, which is adequate time. But still doesn't change my opinion on it. But, does give us the ability to say contingent, right?
Absolutely.
And give us 30 days. Hopefully you meet that 45-day window. If not...
Well, you have a special meeting.
So when is did you get any schedule from water sector yet?
No, it hasn't been announced yet.
Because last time Toby and I went, it was pretty smooth, but they
it
were
depends on their mood. I've been to some where they just eat you up and it's not smooth.
Yeah,
depends on their mood.
And Toby, do you feel like this change order is truly within the scope? When you look at the bush hogging aspect, the additional cost to take a excavator, which, by the way, was the initial issue with the bridge that he failed to disclose. You do realize that, right? But, if this change order is not within the scope, then I believe we have an obligation to bid that. Would you know that?
I think it is within the scope because it deals with the bridge and getting to the site. If you can't get to the site, you don't have a project. The site, traversing the site has to be in the scope of the project. Because there was unforeseeable conditions now with the site that he needed to change it. The load limit on the bridge.
Well, that was foreseeable.
At the time of the bid, we had no idea that the load limit was half or less than half of what the bridge is rated for.
So that begs the question then, is it a legal bid?
Yeah, it was a legal bid. It's just now you have a...
So you have an addendum.
It's the same thing we faced with the Weir, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Weir was truly unforeseen. It was under the water.
This was also unforeseen. We had a bridge there. We just didn't know what the load limit was.
All we knew here was somebody brought up, did anybody ever get an inspection on this bridge?
That's correct.
We said no, but we can and we will.
That's correct.
And we did.
That's correct.
For all we knew, that the bridge would have been in perfect condition. It would have been fine.
Right.
But here we are, and it's not.
Right.
So it is still a legal bid because we did what we said we were going to do in the addendum. We didn't say in the addendum that the bridge was sound, the bridge was good, so bid it as is, and then it came back where it wasn't. We just said we don't know.
In public bid, can we bid this with an unknown?
Yeah, there's tons of unknowns on the project. Every other bridge we passed down the road is an unknown. We didn't go out and
do bridge. That's not the point. In other words,
it's the same concept.
Well,
traversing the site, getting from point A to point B is part of the project.
Understood, but we identified an addendum. We did not know what that limit was.
Correct.
And we bid it anyway. Does that make that bid void, or is that still a legal bid?
I think it's still a legal bid. Having no answer is an answer. I think if we'd have lied to him and said the bridge was good, then we would have had a problem.
Okay, so then We had the addendum, which means it was a known. It wasn't an unknown. Didn't know what the limit could have been. But we came back and notified him of that on 2/28 of 24.
I think that's your best sticking point. If this does go to some kind of legal action, that's what you have to hold your hat to. If you told him over a year ago and he did nothing.
And that's
his
how you,
argument
that's how
is
going to
be, this
markup.
Isn't a known.
That's how you get him down on his markup.
Yes. Yes.
Say, okay. Let me ask you this, Toby. Throw time out of the window. Is shoring up the bridge a chance for water sector to give us money on that? That's not in the scope of the project, right? In other words, we go to them with $93,000 for this, or we go to them with $93,000 to shore the bridge up.
Yeah, they're going to say
this is just me. I don't know if time or first, is it in scope?
It's not in scope.
So they probably wouldn't approve it.
I don't think they would. I think they would look at it as us finding a loophole to get a bridge.
For the town of Brule, we'd get more value out of shoring up the bridge than we are paying the contractor.
Oh, 100%. Right? That's a permanent fix, yeah.
But if it's in the scope and we could get them to do it, I would rather go that route if we had the time to get it done by December 2026.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
All right. Any other questions on that?
Toby, let me ask you this then. So the extra concrete extra cost and the concrete extra labor, I'm putting those two together. So $45,000 of this $93,000 is for extra concrete. Why are we finding out now we need extra concrete?
Well, we don't need extra concrete per se. It's start loading the trucks, so now you got more trucks going, more fuel cost, and then you have to do some admixtures to be able to work the concrete more, because now you got literally over double the amount of trucks. So that concrete would set while he's trying to work it. So this is to prevent that setting and increase his workability of concrete.
So this is not an increase in cubic yards.
It is not an increase in cubic yards.
This is how he's getting it from point A to point B.
Smaller trucks.
Correct.
Still using the bridge.
It's poor wording on his part. It is not extra yardage. Okay. The yardage will not change.
Okay.
Toby, in addition to us providing the path and saving that $16,500, could we provide the concrete to it? We got a better price on it and bought it direct ourselves instead of bought it through the contractor? Because they usually mark up the items as well as the, mm-hmm. as the labor.
That might be a Tom research question.
Sorry, Tom.
I know this is a change order, and change orders are negotiable. I just don't know how much this creeps into the scope and you trying to supply materials for contractors and install said materials.
Right.
I think that's starting to play a dangerous game.
Okay. Not to mention, there may be something in the contract that keeps us from digging in that. I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. And they get the contractor price, so he probably gets it cheaper than we do.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, he's responsible for ensuring that it's the correct mixture of concrete. If we start getting into where we're providing the concrete, then we're taking that liability away from him, and he can say, oh, well, you know, the town provided the concrete, they got the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to get into that.
Sure.
The only thing I can do is call this place or call other places and get pricing and compare it to see if his pricing makes sense. Because some of these items, these aren't everyday items.
Sure.
Exactly. For all I know, and he's putting a 15% markup, so it behooves him to get that price as high as possible. For all I know, he's got a 15% markup already another umbrella 15% markup.
Right.
We can call and just fact check, and that's probably not a bad idea, because for all I know, he's gouging you crazily on, clear for excavator, line item 7, mats. One, as dry as can be right now, I don't even know why you would need mats. Maybe with all the rain. Either way, $7,000 for mats seems a little high.
Well,
and the rest, he did show the printout with the excavator, so I believe that one.
Would it be conceivable for us to meet this week before our meeting next week to come up with possibly a negotiated change order to present to the council? And
well, within our realm, yeah.
If the council gives us authority with the water sector approval to move on Monday. I mean, that's my only other suggestion, other than possibly liquidated damages. So my goal is to finish the project at the least amount of change order costs that we can get.
I'm meeting with you on Wednesday anyway to talk about drainage, so we might as well
Yeah.
Talk about this.
Get him here.
Yeah. Yeah, we could maybe do it Wednesday. I'm good with that.
Yep.
That says change order 3. Is that 3? Or 2?
I thought it was 3 because we did the time.
Yeah, correct.
We did the weird, the time, and then this is the third one.
Correct.
And then, Toby, I do want to ask on the, I hate to ask this question, but 16.5 for the invoice that's actually included in our package shows a quantity of 6 and a unit price of $3,000. That'd be $18,000, but his extended cost is 16.5.
I noticed that as well. They can't do math, but it's in our favor. It's on my question.
I agree. I don't want to come back.
I didn't want to look on your quote here. It does say quantity 6 at 3,000. Mm-hmm. That would be 18,000, but he put 16.5.
All right. Well, let's do that. Let's meet Wednesday, and I'll let you guys know Wednesday what the outcome is, and then
when you say we'll meet Wednesday, who?
Toby and I and the contractor will meet with we'll meet Wednesday to discuss the change order.
Find out if there's any wiggle room.
Actually, you get the 16.5. If you look in the description, it says approximately 5.5 acres. They rounded up under quantity, but the factor of 3,000 by 5.5 is where you get the 16.5.
Gotcha.
On that one.
What kind of algebra going on?
No, but that's how you got that.
You have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious, not knowing anything about the project. Does Plan B to not shore up the bridge and use more cement trucks? Plan B.
That's kind of what is in this change order. Mm-hmm. In other words, trucks. Instead of going with a full truck.
If you did nothing to the bridge, you would just have more trucks.
That's correct.
Or you got a piece of equipment.
Let's say we need 20 trucks full to do the project. Now we'll need 40 trucks half full.
But it's just cement trucks. It's not a piece of equipment
We have one piece of equipment that needs to get there, and that's going to have to take a different route, use the bridge.
That's the drive around.
The question I had was, is this bridge, would it be beneficial to the town after this project is completed, or is it just for this project?
It's well sturdy enough for what we need to get across, especially once this project's done. Because I don't see a big need for heavy equipment crossing there, and it can definitely handle what we have to get back there to cut grass and do our maintenance stuff. So,
I guess the last question, is this the only contractor who accepted the bid? Or
it was low bid.
He was the low bid.
Correct. We had three bids. Yeah.
And the town accepted the low bid.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes.
You have to.
Yep.
This is what you get when you accept low bids, but you're required by
law. I don't remember, Toby. It wasn't that big.
The other one was like $400,000.
Yeah, they were competitive. It wasn't like
$3.5 million. The other one said had a little over $4 million, if I remember correctly.
All right. Well, we'll meet Wednesday and try to come up with a better change order, and then we'll discuss it Monday night to see what road we take. And I thought he would be here tonight. Maybe he'll be here Monday. I don't know.
I thought he'll be here tonight, too.
Yeah, he said he'd be here every Monday since we extended him. Let's just play hypothetical. If we approve this, we'll have to do a change order for time also, right, to give him more time? Because we only gave him 4 months.
Correct. And that 2 months ago. Cover. Yes. We'd have to get an estimate for him on time.
So we'll have to do a time change order also.
Correct.
Just keep that in the back of your brain. Any other questions on the sewer project? I skipped sewer lagoon project update because that's what it was.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Planning and zoning minutes are in our package from 2025. There was no meeting in May, and they approved the minutes in that. So we just need to let you know about that. Finance committee reviewed June bills. It's a little different format. Patricia's out for an extended time, and we're getting all our stuff put back together, so we'll have that up to date. If you guys have any questions on bills, let us know. They're separated by town bills and sewer bills. So she normally does all that, but she's out of commission for a little while. Discuss signing service agreement for work order system for Public Works, and for it's not just Public Works. It's also for our business licenses. So this is a service agreement with iWorks. We budgeted for this year. today, when we get a call in for a work order to, on a drainage ditch or culverts or whatever it might be, it's kind of an email system, spreadsheet, word of mouth. What this will do for us is this will give us a work order and we'll be able to go through completion and then complete it and be done, and it'll show completed on this software. We can go back and look. We'll have documentation on what day it started, what day it was completed. Shane's really excited if we can get this done. I think it'll help us a lot when it comes to work orders. Also, with our business licenses, that has been a big problem. Did you ever find out what the name of the system we use?
Access.
Okay, so we use Access, and it's not supported anymore. Patricia did a workaround to do our business licenses today. We went to a different company. What was the name of that company that did them for us?
Avenue,
and that was a joke. This company says they can take it and make a whole lot easier on us. Not to mention the Access piece is going away, and I don't know if we can maintain that as it is. So, in your package is the agreement.
You got the right to cancel 60 days notice.
Yep, and then it says right here, if what we did, I tried to get that in there, but what they did, it said we have the right to cancel if final budget approval is not granted. So anytime we want to defund this, we can get out of this contract.
Well, but you look on the next paragraph down, you can terminate it. Either party can terminate it after the initial three-year term without cause with 60 days.
Right.
We did it within the three-year term then.
Yeah. So within the three-year. Now, if you look back on your...
Changed it?
Yeah. If you look...
Where?
Number 7. I love it.
So if you look back on your proposal...
Yeah,
on the dollar figure, you see down, we negotiated down on facility wastewater down from $3,500 to $3,000, and then from $7,600 to $7,100. And then the last page, you see the grand total of year one, and that's the negotiated price that we got them to drop down to. We got them to drop on their setup costs. They would not put in a 60-day termination. But they did put in that anytime the council feels like they can pull the budget on this line item, that we can cancel within 30 days. And that's in, what, line paragraph 7? I felt like that was okay for us since they gave us the big discounts. It's kind of a negotiating thing with them. But they guaranteed that if we pull the funding from this, that we can get out of the contract. So. Do you have a chance to go over the contract?
In the notes and service description, it says that if Brule City Council does not approve, does that matter if it doesn't say Town Council?
We get called City a lot.
Yeah,
we get called city all the time.
Quite a bit in there in standard contract.
Okay, so there's no problem.
It doesn't matter. It's
there again, I think this will get us to a level, whether I'm here or not, or we're here or not, that the next Public Works Director and the next council will have access and accountability to our work orders that are floating around out there. So I think it'll help us a lot.
Well, I think it'll help a lot, too, if it does all that, because I remember the issue we had with the people on Venzul about the sewer.
The sewer,
and stuff.
Yep.
And we were trying to go back and find when we had done stuff, and nobody had a record of it. Hey, I remember such and such went out there, but... we couldn't back up anything.
Nope.
That's actually where this came up. We've been talking to these folks for over a year.
Yeah.
This will help us do stuff like that.
Well, you know where we found the only information on that particular, not to beat a dead horse, but the only was back in one of those Franklin planners that Wayne Delapas used to keep. You know how long it took? He gave us a 6-month window that he thought it happened. And we flipped through every page, and we found a little bitty sentence about that long about what happened there. So that'll solve that problem.
Well, I hope so. I think this is a good idea.
Livonia is currently using them. A lot of folks are using them, but Livonia, we've communicated with them, and they still enjoyed it and said,
okay,
for us to give them a try. I think they're about the same size as us. And
what's year 2 and 3, do we know? I don't see that defined.
What you mean, cost?
Yes, sir.
Where's the annual? There should be an annual fee somewhere, isn't there?
It's $91.50 annual.
Well, grand total year one's $9,100.
Should be $7,100, isn't it?
$7,100 each year after.
Yes.
Annual fee. It's on. It says subscription fee total. This amount will be invoiced each year. $7,100.
Yeah, because you're only going to pay the implementation one time.
Yeah.
First year.
Yeah, we negotiated that down a little bit too. So.
Page previous to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, last page.
So if you have any questions on that, let me know. And we'll vote on that contract on Monday. But if you want to go through the contract and see anything that sticks out, please let us know. All right. Any other questions on that?
How much did we budget?
I'm pretty sure it was the $9,100,
mm-hmm,
for the first year. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that right off the top of my head, Rusty, but...
Yeah.
You have access to it real quick, Blaine? Mm-hmm. Should be on a special project, huh? I want to say we put $10,000 in there for that, but I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure we did. We sent her.
All right, we'll get it for you, Rusty. But I know we put it in there because we've been working with these people a while. So, all right, Personnel Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, don't have anything. Police Committee, I don't think we have anything there. Governmental Affairs, this happens every year. We always run into the last end of the year. So we have three tournaments that are held at Alexander Park, one for the Gill Foundation, August 9th through the 10th. One for the Carly Joe Foundation, July 18th and 19th, and one from the Brulee High School Alumni Softball Tournament, which is this weekend coming, which is what, the 11th and 12th. Here we are behind the eight ball again. If we wait till Monday to approve it, the tournament's going to be over. So the Gill Foundation and Carly Joe Foundation will be on the agenda for next week. Tom, can I sign that? Even though we didn't approve it as a resolution in a regular meeting? I mean, we sign them every year. We've been doing it for 5 years. I don't know. I mean, as mayor, I don't know legally if we have to wait. If we wait, it's kind of after the fact.
But. Yeah, if you wait, it's after the fact. You know.
I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot. But.
Well, you know, you...
but I did, but...
Yeah. All a matter of what you're comfortable signing.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll sign the other two if they get approved Monday night for sure. Okay? I promise you that. We've never had a problem with this. I don't see it being a problem. It just keeps us in the clear in case something happens out there.
If it makes you feel any better, I have no objection.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't think...
Yeah, we have signed every one of these in the past.
Yeah,
so.
Since I've been here for 8 years. So yeah. I just...
You can get it ratified after the fact Monday night.
Yeah, we might put all three of them on there and go from there. But.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
I
don't think it'll be an issue. Dotting I's and crossing T's. But we will have Gill Foundation and Carly Joe on the one for Monday night.
Put it
for
on
sure.
There to get approved. That way,
it gets approved.
It gets approved.
Okay. All right, we'll do that. And that goes to. The parish, and they already approved it, so it's just a matter of us.
The other thing I will say is the letter has a June 24th date on it, so
Oh yeah, when the one from them?
We couldn't have done it.
Yeah. All right, Landmark and Heritage meeting is Monday, July 21st at 6:30. Other matters, don't have anything. Mayor's report. I don't think we have anything. I don't recall having anything. Remarks of personal privilege? Anybody? No announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
No.
Motion by Ms. Young.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schutz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.